Most AI coverage tells you what to be excited about. This show tells you what actually works, and what doesn't, when you're running language models on your own hardware, on your own terms. OpenClaw Daily is for people who've moved past the cloud demo phase. You're running local agents, you care where your data goes, and you're skeptical of benchmarks published by the same team that trained the model. Same. Every episode comes from real systems, real failures, and real fixes, not press releases. If something breaks mid-task, we investigate it. On air. No editorial cleanup, no hindsight polish. This is the show for builders who run their own stack. Let's get into it. My coding agent, Clarity, running Qwen 3, Coder, 30B, kept hitting context overflow errors right in the middle of tasks. Not occasionally. Reliably. So I started pulling threads. Maybe it's a hardware ceiling, maybe I need a DGX Spark or an M3 Ultra to run this properly. That question turned into a full hardware deep dive, real specs, real costs, memory bandwidth, the works. The twist? It wasn't a hardware problem at all. It was a config label. And I found it, and fixed it, live, while doing the research. You'll get the numbers, the honest trade-offs, and a real recommendation. The context overflows you've been hitting? Not a hardware problem. The model you're running, Qwen 3, Coder, 30B, actually supports 262,144 tokens of context. 262,000. OpenClaw was capping it at 131,072 because of how the Alma model was named at creation. The -128K label wasn't a capability ceiling, it was just a string. A label from setup day that became a hard limit by accident. The fix was a config patch and a new Alma model definition. Done. Live. Free. You didn't need new hardware. You needed a one-line fix. That's the plot twist. So let's look at what actually happened on February 18th at 11:15 a.m. Your prompt hit 146,760 tokens against a 131,072 limit. Those 5-minute timeouts weren't crashes, the model wasn't dying. It was prefilling. At roughly 400 tokens per second prefill speed, processing 146,000 tokens takes 6+ minutes. Your timeout threshold was 5 minutes. So the system hit the wall at minute 5, 3 times in a row. 3 consecutive timeouts, perfectly explained by the math. That's not instability. That's a timeout value too short for a context window, too large for a configured limit that was wrong to begin with. 3 layers of goops stacked on top of each other. Now the memory math. Qwen 3 Coder is a mixture of experts architecture with only 4 kV attention heads. Compare that to Llama 3 8B, which has 8.5. That's an intentional design choice, making it dramatically more memory efficient for long context. At 262K context, 15 GB for model weights, 24 GB for the kV cache, OS overhead. Call it 44 GB total. You have 64 GB unified memory. That's 20 GB of headroom. The model that was overflowing fits on your current machine at its full native context, with room to spare. The hardware was fine the whole time. You asked for a hardware report though, so here it is. For options, because there's a new one worth adding to the conversation. Option 1, the NVIDIA DGX Spark at $3,000. GB10 Grace Blackwell chip, 128 GB of LPDDR5X unified memory, 1 petaflop of FP4 compute. The number that jumps out, 273 GB per second memory bandwidth. That is actually lower than your current Mac Studio, which delivers around 800 GB per second. So the machine NVIDIA is selling as an AI supercomputer has 1/3 the memory bandwidth of the machine on your desk. Token generation is memory bandwidth bound. Bandwidth is the bottleneck. Where Blackwell compensates is FP4 tensor cores. Benchmarks put it at 25 to 50 tokens per second on a 70B model versus your current 10 to 15. Real improvement. But Linux only, it's a sidecar, not a replacement. Link 2 units for $6,000 and you can run 405B class models. Option 2, Mac Studio M3 Ultra. For $1,000 for 192GB, 8 to 10,000 for 512GB. Bandwidth, 819GB per second, modest step up. Apple measured M3 Ultra at 2.1 times faster than M2 Ultra for LLM throughput, architectural improvements in the neural engine and matrix multiplication units. On a 70B model, 20 to 32 tokens per second, roughly double where you are now. The 192GB config unlocks simultaneous model loading, your 30B coding model, a 70B general model, and the OS all-in RAM at once, no swapping. Different workflow. The 512GB config exists for one reason, Llama 3.1405B at Q4 weighs 230GB. That's the only consumer path to running a 400B class model locally. Same macOS, same desk, zero friction. Option 3, AMD. And this is actually two very different stories. The consumer path, Threadripper plus dual RX 7900 XTX cards, runs about $5,000 to $6,000. Each card has 24GB of VRAM. The split VRAM problem means you don't get clean 48GB of addressable memory, you get 24 with expensive inter-GPU synchronization overhead. ROCm still lags CUDA for LLM inference. You'd spend $5,000 to get the same tokens per second you're getting right now. Hard pass. But AMD has a wildcard that deserves serious attention, especially if your budget ceiling is closer to $2,500 than $25,000. The Ryzen AI Max Plus 395, codenamed Strix Halo. 16 Zen 5 cores, 40 RDNA 3.5 compute units for the iGPU, a 50 TOPS NPU, and support for up to 128GB of LPDDR5X in a fully unified memory pool. CPU, GPU, and NPU all drawing from the same address space. Sound familiar? This is AMD's answer to Apple Silicon's architecture, on a laptop chip, at consumer pricing. A complete framework desktop AMD edition runs around $2,000 to $2,500. The Asus ROG Flow Z13 ships at $2,499. This is the cheapest path, by a significant margin, to 128 gigs of unified memory in any form factor. So why isn't it the obvious winner? Bandwidth. Always bandwidth. The memory bus here is 256-bit, delivering roughly 256 gigabytes per second. Compare that to your M2 Ultra at 800 gigabytes per second, that's a 3x deficit. More memory capacity doesn't help if the tokens can't move fast enough. In practice, via Llama.cpp CPU backend, roughly 60 to 80 tokens per second on a 7B model, 15 to 20 on a 30B, and 5 to 8 tokens per second on a 70B Q4. Competitive with the M2 Ultra, but not beating it, despite double the addressable RAM. That bandwidth gap is the entire explanation. The iGPU ROCm path exists and works for some models, but it's not production ready yet. Llama routes through CPU. The Vulkan backend shows real promise as the near-term iGPU path on Windows. Where the Ryzen genuinely wins, portability, Windows ecosystem, and raw memory capacity per dollar. If you need 128 gigs of unified memory under $3,000, there is no other option. This is the fit a 70B model in RAM and accept M2 Ultra speeds machine. The AMD MI300X is extraordinary and completely irrelevant to this purchase decision. 192GB of HBM3 memory, 5.3TB per second bandwidth, not gigabytes, terabytes, 80 to 120 tokens per second on a 70B model. Also $25,000 minimum, enterprise sales channel only. It belongs in this report for completeness. It doesn't belong in your cart. Here's the workflow insight that reframes everything. The multi-file edit tasks, 5 or more templates at once, large codebase refactors, represent maybe 20% of your total workload. The other 80% runs cleanly on current hardware. The question isn't, how do I handle my hardest jobs locally? It's, should my hardest jobs be local at all? DevStrel has 262k native context on the free Mistral API tier. Gemini 2.5 Pro has 1 million tokens of context. For non-private code, those cloud models are the right tool. So here's what I'd actually do, now with the full picture. If you want the best price to performance for everyday LLM work in the Apple ecosystem, Mac Studio M3 Ultra 192GB. The memory bandwidth advantage is decisive. 3 times the RAM, twice the speed, same desk, $4,000. If you're on a tight budget and need maximum memory capacity above all else, you want to fit a 70B model in RAM, you're comfortable on Windows, and M2 Ultra class speeds are acceptable, the Ryzen AI Max Plus 395 in a framework desktop or ROG Flow Z13 is genuinely compelling at $2,000 to $2,500. Nothing else gets you 128 gigs of unified memory at that price. If you specifically want the CUDA software ecosystem and are comfortable with Linux as a sidecar machine, DGX Spark at $3,000 is the move. Dual unit scale to 405B if you need it later. And if you need 405B class models running locally today, Mac Studio M3 Ultra 512GB at $8,000 to $10,000 is the only consumer accessible path. The throughput ceiling right now isn't the silicon. It's the config, and we already fixed it. Let your actual workload tell you whether you need more hardware. That's the answer the research came back with, and it's a better answer than any of these boxes.